Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coleman, light it up. Today's news bomb starts out with this story. During last year's presidential campaign, Donald Trump promised America over and over again that his administration would lower consumer prices. Oops.
The Federal Reserve's preferred inflation gauge ticked higher last month, a sign the Trump tariffs are starting to boost prices for many goods. Consumer prices were up 2.6% last month compared with a year ago, up from 2.4% in May. Fed Chief Jerome Powell noted the increase yesterday as the central bank again kept its key interest rate unchanged. Powell says it'll take time to see if this is just a one-time hike or if the tariffs will have longer impacts on inflation.
I think you have to think of this as still quite early days.
Roughly an hour earlier,
we have no inflation.
President Trump again demanded the Fed lower rates, but Powell is signaling a cut is now less likely in September. Meantime, jobless benefit claims ticked up last week for the first time in 7 weeks. The government will release last month's jobs report tomorrow. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Hey, remember Springfield, Ohio? That town in Ohio with all the Haitian immigrants that Donald Trump and J.D. Vance lied that they were all, they're eating the dogs, they're eating the cats, they're eating all the pets. It's a horrible thing. That city is about to depopulate very quickly.
Some Springfield, Ohio community members are preparing to defend Haitians against deportation.
This is something that our faith requires.
Central Christian Church pastor Carl Ruby.
If there are laws that don't respect human dignity, we feel that our commitment to Christ requires that we put ourselves in places where we may face some of the same threats.
Ruby said the group is trying to push the Trump administration to reverse its decision to strip legal protections for hundreds of thousands of Haitians under temporary protected status.
It would be an absolute disaster if we lost 10,000 of our best workers overnight.
The Department of Homeland Security said in June that it would terminate TPS as soon as September 2nd for about 500,000 Haitians in the U.S. DHS says conditions on the island nation have improved enough to allow for their safe return. I'm Haya Panjwani.
In the latest Epstein files cover-up news, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says that Senate Democrats are invoking an old law to force the Trump administration into releasing the full Jeffrey Epstein files as they spent the last year promising they would do.
A century-old and little-known law known as the Rule of Five to compel the Department of Justice to release the full and complete Epstein files. Under federal law, when any five senators on the Homeland Security Committee call on the executive branch must comply. We're invoking federal law and using our authority as a check on the executive to compel transparency. That's why today's letters matter. Today's letter matters. It's not a stunt, it's not symbolic. It's a formal exercise of congressional power under federal law. And we expect an answer from DOJ by August the 15th.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, I can already hear many of you asking, why didn't Chuck Schumer and Senate Democrats do this before? Because I've already explained a couple times this week why the Biden administration didn't just release the Epstein files, as Donald Trump promised us that he would do. I think that this, you know, they're using this 100-year-old rule seems kind of extreme. You know, it's like this is sort of the last resort, I guess. You know, it's not the first thing you would reach for if you wanted the administration to release the files, especially after they promised they would release them. You know, why should Senate Democrats have to force the Trump administration to do something that they promised over and over and over again they were going to do? Pam Bondi said, the client list is on my desk, awaiting review. And then like 5 weeks later, she says, there is no client list. Well, whether there is or there isn't, I guess we're about to find out. But, you know, you got to kind of remember when politicians from either party do something, they force the other party to do something, to take a position that they don't like, or they force the administration to take some sort of action they're not excited to take. There's often a several steps that got them to that point. Like if you're trying to get rid of fire ants in your yard, you know, you might do the basic stuff first, like pour some boiling water down there. You know, go to the hardware store, get some diatomaceous earth, some of that kick-ass diatomaceous earth, sprinkle it around there. Put some citrus oil, put some dish soap down there, I don't know. But the last thing you're going to do is the flamethrower. If you go for the flamethrower first, you're kind of doing things a little bit out of order. See what I mean? Delta Airlines is blaming turbulence for a mid-flight incident that sent 25 passengers to area hospitals in Minnesota this morning.
Delta Airlines says 25 people were taken to hospitals after a flight from Salt Lake City to Amsterdam hit turbulence Wednesday night. The plane was diverted to Minneapolis-St. Paul. Passenger Leanne Clement Nash told ABC News they had started dinner service when the plane jolted up in the air and then fell steeply, rendering them weightless for a few moments. She said liquid rose out of drink cups, service carts were tossed around, and people who weren't wearing a seatbelt hit the ceiling and then fell back down. Nash and her husband praised the calm and professionalism of the Delta flight attendants during the incident. president. I'm Jennifer King.
Now, I mentioned this at the beginning of the show. I'm not totally sure that this is what happened, but it sounds like the plane was porpoising, because people are reporting not just that there was turbulence, like the plane was rattling, but they said it did a very sudden and steep climb, and then a very sudden and steep nosedive, and then climbed again, and then nosedived again before stabilizing about 37,000 feet. If you are not in your seat with your seatbelt on when the plane enters that nosedive, and you fall out of your seat and you fall to the front of the airplane towards the cockpit, that is a 14-story drop, brothers and sisters. That's a long way to fall. And your head's going to be banging off everything on the way down there. Drink carts, shoes, purses, everything floating around in there. Sounds like hell. If you're on a plane, man, they really mean it with the seatbelt stuff. Hey, Trump is working on some more trade deals with our neighbors to the north and the south.
President Trump says he'll talk more with Mexico about trade as current tariffs stay in place. Tomorrow is the president's deadline for dozens of nations to reach trade deals with the U.S. or face higher tariffs. Mexico says it's avoided that after a call between the two nations' leaders. President Trump says there'll be a 90-day negotiating period to work on a trade deal, and for now, goods coming to the U.S. from Mexico will still face a 25% tariff. The president writes on social media he and Mexico's president are getting to know and understand each other. Meantime, at the northern border, the president says it'll be very hard to reach a trade deal with Canada after Prime Minister Mark Carney announced Canada will back Palestinian statehood. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Meanwhile, further south, Trump is threatening Brazil with 50% tariffs because the Brazilian court system keeps trying to hold the Brazilian version of Donald Trump accountable for his crimes.
President Trump's laid out his legal rationale for imposing 50% tariffs on goods from Brazil. He signed an executive order that states Brazil's policies in criminal prosecution of former President Jair Bolsonaro constitute an economic emergency under a 1977 law. The White House says Brazil's judiciary has tried to coerce American social media companies, including Elon Musk's X, and block their users. Trump's earlier tariff threats were premised on trade imbalances, but the U.S. ran a $6.8 billion trade surplus with Brazil last year. Meantime, the Treasury Department's announced sanctions on Brazilian Supreme Court Justice Alexandre de Moraes over alleged suppression of freedom of expression and the criminal case against Bolsonaro, who's accused of masterminding a plot to stay in power despite his loss in Brazil's 2022 presidential election. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And hey, folks, we'll end on a more positive note. I think this is good for everybody. Time will tell. The Trump administration is doing what they can to modernize our badly outdated medical record system.
The Trump administration is launching a new private health tracking system with help from big tech. President Donald Trump is leading a push for millions of Americans to upload personal health data and medical records on new apps and systems run by private tech companies. The administration is promising that it will make it easier to access health records and monitor wellness.
Moving from clipboards and fax machines into a new era of convenience, profitability, and speed, and frankly, better health for people.
More than 60 companies, including tech giants like Google, Amazon, and Apple, as well as healthcare companies like United Health Group and CVS Health, have agreed to share patient data in the system. The initiative will focus on diabetes and weight management, AI conversations, and digital tools that register patients for check-ins or track medications. Hiya Punjwani, Washington.
After the break, we're going to come back and talk about the Mid-Barataria Sediment Diversion Project with my friend and yours, David Muth. If you got anything you want me to ask him, now's the time to do it. It's 504-260-1870. That is, of course, the Okunart Jewelers talk and text line. I'm going to just kind of give David the runway here to just say what he really thinks about all this. He's been very close to the issue for a very long time, and we'll hear directly from him. I don't think, you know, he doesn't have like a political stake in this like some parish leaders do or people in the state government. So we'll just let David rip. He's been with the National Wildlife Foundation, National Park Service, Restore the Mississippi Delta, on and on. We'll get a look at traffic with Courtney VIP and come right back on WWL after this. Stick around.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.